Hello again, and thank you for joining me at the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode 380, and I'm Steve Webb, your host. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New Testament. Every day we alternate those tracks, and each week I choose a different translation of the Bible to read. Also, I try to average about 10 minutes per show. Today's episode, I'm afraid, is going to be a short one. This chest malady that I've got is really starting to grab hold, and I've been coughing quite a bit. I don't know if you can hear a difference in my voice, but I'd like to give things a rest. Hope you don't mind. Today we enter the presence of God as John tells us what he saw when he was called up to heaven in Revelation chapters 4 and 5. We'll read from the New International Version. Before we get started, let me ask you a question. What do you think God the Father looks like? Do you have a mental image of him? Let's begin. Revelation chapter 4. After this I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this." At once I was in the Spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. And the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and ruby. A rainbow that shone like an emerald encircled the throne. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them were 24 elders. They were dressed in white and had crowns of gold on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings, and peals of thunder. In front of the throne, seven lamps were blazing. These are the seven spirits of God. Also in front of the throne was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. In the center, around the throne, were four living creatures, and they were covered with eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion, the second was like an ox, the third had a face like a man, the fourth was like a flying eagle. Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under its wings. Day and night they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and say, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being." Revelation chapter 5. Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides, and sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?" But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. I wept and wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals." Then I saw a lamb, looking as if it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. The lamb had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they were saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them saying, To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. The four living creatures said, Amen, and the elders fell down and worshiped. May God bless the reading of His Word. So what picture did you have in your mind's eye of God the Father? Did it look at all like what John described? Listen again. John said, At once I was in the Spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. And the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and ruby. A rainbow that shone like an emerald encircled the throne. God the Father is Spirit. He doesn't have a material body, so John couldn't describe Him as looking like a man. Somehow He looked as if He gleamed like precious stones. Jasper is a stone that can have several different colors. Some are red, some are yellow, some are green, and rarely they're blue. Some are opaque, some are translucent, some are transparent. Rubies can be red, orange-yellow, green-blue, or violet. Some are deeply colored, some are more pale. Emeralds range from yellow-green to blue-green, and they too vary in the intensity of color. The point is that God must be, of course, incredible to look at. Someone that I really can't even begin to imagine. And then, of course, John describes the worship that takes place around the throne. Now, I've been in some astonishingly uplifting and joyous worship services, and the worship that John described around the throne is something that I am looking forward to seeing and participating in. How about you? If you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 380.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @SteveWeb_#LifespringMedia. Are you subscribed to the show? It's the best way to get every episode without missing one. Also, if you'd like to write a review and put it on iTunes, that'd be awesome. Hope I'm able to be with you tomorrow. If my chest condition allows it, we'll be back in the book of 1 Kings and discover what happens after the passing of King Solomon. One more thing. I'd really appreciate your prayers for my chest condition. That would be great. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.